talk very briefly about innovation cycles, things that grow, have a lot of activity, they die out when they're replaced by something else. These things tend to happen every 25 years, 40 years long with an overlap. You can put that statement on all kinds of different technologies. The interesting thing, by the way, higher speed travel is the title of these innovation cycles. There is none here. These two new airplanes are the same speed as the DC-8 that was done in 1958. Here's the biggie, and that is you don't have innovation cycles if the government develops and the government uses it. You know, a good example, of course, is the DARPANET. In other words, computers were used for artillery first, then IRS. But when we got it, now you have all the level of activity, all the benefit from it. Private sector has to do it. Keep that in mind. I put down innovation. I've looked for innovation cycles in space, and I found none. The very first year, starting when Gagarin went in space, and a few weeks later, Alan Shepard, there were 5 manned space flights in the world, the very first year. In 2003, everyone that the United States sent to space was killed. There were only 3 or 4 flights in 2003. In 2004, there were only 2 flights, 2 Russian Soyuz flights to the International Manned Station, and I had to fly 3 in Mojave with my little group of a couple dozen people in order to get to a total of 5, which was the number the same year back in 1961. There is no growth. There is no activity. There is no nothing. This is a picture here taken from Spaceship One. This is a picture here taken from orbit. Our goal is to make it so that you can see this picture and really enjoy that. We know how to do it for suborbital flying now, do it safe enough, at least as safe as the early airlines, so that can be done. And I think that I want to talk a little bit about why we had the courage to go out and try that as a small company.